Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Left Wing Propaganda Machine. I'm not as enthusiastic to do this episode. If anyone has been alive in the past few days, then they'll probably know why I'm not as happy to be sitting here talking to you. Because today I'm not going to be talking a lot about the specifics of what's going on. I'll obviously touch over them and gloss over them, but today I'm going to use my platform to call for real change, because this issue about racism and police brutality is sickening and disgusting and has to be dealt with, but it is a microcosm of the bigger picture in our society. It's the smallest bit of the entire puzzle that is injustice and inequality and unfairness within the society that we live in. And I think it's time that we had a real talk about our failures to see the bigger picture. So I'm going to have to put in a preface before I actually begin to talk about the issues, you see, because the bigger picture is that we have been lied to and led astray our entire lives. You see, our entire lives, and I'll use the UK as an example of this, we have been disconnected from actual reality. You see, as kids, we are told to follow this template. You know, there's a template to life. You go to school, you get GCSEs, you get A-levels, you go to college, then you go to university, find someone to love, and you make a family. Then you retire with your savings and live your life in retirement, then you die peacefully. You know, our entire lives are circling around this 1950s fantasy that we all, at least subconsciously, believe. All of us do, even though we might take an odd step out here and there and modify it a bit and add our own spin to it. We all live by this idea that we all have this linear model, this beautiful, you know, simple model within our heads that we all try to accomplish. It's drilled into us from such a young age that we don't know any other way. We don't have another model for us to all live by. And you see, that's the interesting thing. Within all that's going on, within this exposure of injustice, there are still people constantly seeking normality. The structure, they yearn for a sense of structure. They yearn for a sense of protection, and I get that. But their protection, the structure, these ideas of normality are actually ignorance. You see, by ignorant, I don't mean you don't know what's bad. We all know the bad thing that's going on. We've all been told about the catastrophic damages and famines in the other part of the world. We know the dictatorships that exist in the third world countries, or what we call third world countries, because there's a massive difference between a dictatorship over here, there, and a liberal dictatorship over here. That's a joke. And you know, we all know about the poverty that exists across the world and the inequality and the injustice. And some of us are aware of the failures in the current system. We, you know, we currently have, and we try and help with charities and volunteering. But we're still ignorant of the fact that while it may seem that we can make small changes or everyone can do their little bit, you know, we can have better representation within our system. That's been a big fight these past couple of years. Let's have better representation, you know? We are ignorant of the fact that as long as we live attached to this model, as long as we live stuck to this system, the world will never fix itself. Harriet Tubman once said that she freed 1,000 slaves, but she could have freed 1,000 more if they knew that they are slaves. We are slaves, literally, we are slaves to a system that churns us out one by one. This system we reside in is not going to change. No matter how many design changes you try and make to a terraced house, whether you change how it looks from the inside or from the outside, it's gonna stay a terraced house. This system built on hierarchies and injustice will stay based on hierarchies and will stay married to injustice if we continue living by it, because that is what the system is capable of, and you are limited to what the system is capable of. This system, the superstructure we reside in, that we worship, that we template our lives around, is only going to rule over us for as long as we allow us to. And this isn't some conspiracy theory. This isn't some conspiracy theory that I'm making up. This isn't just some entire anger at the system because of one black man dying because of George Floyd's death. No, this is the truth. Why do we do certain things we do? Because we live in a system that forces us to. Hell, students. I have a lot of students right now listening to me, right? A lot of my friends who are students my age, 17, 18, looking for universities. Why are we going to university? Because you need it, right? You need to attend a big campus and give thousands of pounds to what is essentially a corporation of education to, you know, learn about the human body or learn about philosophy. You know, I never knew that money was necessary to understand that, you know, that when we make that transaction, that we have unlocked understanding within our brain. But, you know, that's how the system works. And we just accept it. Yeah, for some reason, we found it acceptable to have to pay for education. And you cry, oh, how will I get a job? However, I need to go to university. That I say, why is a piece of paper necessary to get a job? Why is a degree from X university with X honors necessary to get a job? I'm not against the idea of going to a university and fulfilling an education, but why is it needed to survive? Why do you want that job? I ask you back to me saying that you need that job. Why do you want that job? Is it really for the fulfillment of your own interests? Is it really what you desire to work a 9-to-5 job every day, lamenting over office or within your office, you know, working for somebody else? You know, they say that, oh, you can dream about anything you want. You can be whatever you want to. And then the more older and older you get, you realize that that dream was a lie that they sold you. You're working for money. You're working not for the fulfillment of your own interests and desires, not for the advancement of the human race, but you are working for the right to survive. Even the dissertations and the projects that expose this world, they require funding. They require government subsidies. The irony in my philosophy teacher's dissertation and book on why the government is terrible required government funding. Does no one see how messed up the system is? If a challenge to the system requires support from the system, how will the system ever break? I mean, you know, we don't even go and learn about the subjects we want. We can't even pick what modules you need. You know, we people just decide that this posh cunt from the 17th century is more important than this snobby prick from the 20th century, and their books matter more, so you have to read them to know the subjects. We're not free. We're indoctrinated. We are slaves to a system that churns us out one by one and replaces us when it can. And I had to make these things aware to you. I had to make you aware of the failures of the system as a whole before I could talk to you about what is currently occurring in the UK and the US regarding the Black Lives Matter movement. And I'll delve into them in a moment, but I need everyone to understand something. Obama was a black man, okay? Obama was president of the United States and he was black. And okay, he was half black, they cheated, but hey, what can we expect? They cheated everything. I ask you, did racism get better? Did anything change? No. And I'm not blaming Obama for racism. This is simply highlighting that this battle for representation within the system, this battle for, oh yeah, let's support gay politicians, let's support black politicians, let's get more people within the House of Commons that, you know, look like us and represent us. No, we need more than just representation within the House of Commons. We need more than gay or ethnic minority or female people within the system. We need a change to the system. We need the system to be changed to the point where we don't need to ask for people to be represented based on their skin color or their ethnic minority or their gender. That just naturally occurs because we're all involved in it. And it's not going to change anything that colored people now have a go with the whip, because that's what it is. That's what the power structures are. They're just whipping us all in line, continuing this system. Having a female, black, transgender prime minister isn't going to change the system. That's not what's going to change it, which is why I've always had this battle with people in the left where they're like, oh, you don't want representation? No, I want representation. I want direct representation. I want the people to be represented. I want us to go out as a collective group, not prop up individuals that represent us. I want us to go and represent ourselves. I mean, just think about like the Obama thing again. Are you gonna tell me that Obama really helped the people? No, he didn't. Can we let go of him, please? He betrayed the people for corporations. He continued big banker, big bear, big bails to the banks. He continued austerity. What, he did Medicare for all? No, he didn't. He did Medicare for people who are over 70 years old and live in very poor areas. If you can't tell, that was me clapping. Clapping for Obama. Well done, Obama. You did the most conservative thing possible when it came to a social policy. My God. Do we not see how these things all have led to the destruction of people? God, the system isn't working. Why are we trying to fix the system? The system cannot be fixed from inside. As I said, a terrorist house, unless you break down the houses around it or you break it down itself, will stay a terrorist house. Unless you use those bricks to make a house that is totally different, it's gonna stay the same. We're trying to fit within this template. We're all living within this template, trying to change it. This dream, we're trying to make normality. We're trying to change normality. Well, I'll tell you something. You know what's normality? You know what's reality? You know what's actually going on? What's actually going on is that the world is fucked up and we keep on trying to make little changes. We keep on trying to pass legislation and pass laws that make things illegal. But you want to know something? Making hate crimes illegal hasn't done anything. Hate crimes have only gone worse. We need actual real changes. Why are we trying to fit into the system? And this is clearly exemplified in history. Look at Obama's betrayal. Obama's betrayal of the people and the corporations wasn't ignored. It's the reason we have Trump. It's the reason we have Trump. The establishment's failure to take care of the people, capitalism's failure to take care of the people, the establishment and the system's failure to take care of people led to bigotry. I studied World War II and history in the lead up to World War II. The failure of the government to take care of the people, the failure of the international community to take care of their working class, to take care of the human beings that live within their society is what led to fascism, and we're seeing it today. We're seeing it today. Every revolution has two sides. You either win or it gets 50 times worse than what was before. We've been saying this and people have been forgetting that people are like, oh, I can't wait till it gets back to normal. There is no going back to normal after COVID-19. There isn't. There is no going back to normal. That's the thing we learned. I was going to make an hour podcast on what did we learn from COVID-19. We learned that our system was totally shit, our leaders are incompetent, and we need to actually make changes. And that normality, this nostalgic idea of being able to go to fucking Pizza Hut with your friends in town and going to Nando's, is a total dream that is not going to be able to be accomplished. We're never going to be able to get this sense of security again because we are seeing in front of us the system collapsing. You see, this is why the system we live in has to change. I'm sick and tired of identity politics. I don't care if the oppressor is black or, gender fluid or is gay or is transgender. They're still an oppressor and they're still doing the oppressing. God, you want actual help for the black community? We want actual help for the Black Lives Matter movement. We gotta work together as a collective group and fight back against the entire system. How the hell are we just going to be against one form of injustice? We need to be against every form of injustice. The only reason anyone is holding on to this system is literally the only reason. The only reason, and I will argue this till the day I die, the only reason people are holding on to the benefit of their own to the system is for the benefit of their own fiscal selfishness, for the economy. Oh, but how are you going to pay for this? Oh, the economy. Oh, the economy. Oh, are you insane? Are you telling me that the fourth richest country in the world, that the first richest country, the most rich country in the world, the richest country in the world, America, is unable to pay, is unable to allow for people to have more local government and to be more represented? Are you shitting me right now? We pay billions to banks. Are people ignoring this fact? Why are we bailing out governments? You see, the bullshit thing that they'll tell you is that, oh, you need state intervention to save to do socialism, or you need state intervention to, prevent all this injustice. You need state intervention to solve capitalism. these banks and businesses fail and the state comes in and saves their asses every time. The people's money goes to them. But when they're not failing, when they're succeeding, they don't give anything back. We prop up the system and the system just beats us back down. Hey guys, you've reached the end of this part of the podcast. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to carry on, please continue on to the end and it will autoplay on, or press on the next episode in YouTube or on Spotify. If you don't want to carry on, then go ahead and be ignorant about the rest of the world. That's your choice, not mine. Anyway, I'd like to thank you for listening and hope you have a great day.